Blog Talk Radio.
Live on air now, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Angel Ann. Psychic Secrets Radio. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff. Untangle your questions with direct and honest answers. Welcome to the show. Welcome to Psychic Secrets Radio Show with your host, Psychic Zelda Kelly and Psychic Angel Ann. We are a live call-in worldwide radio show coming live to you every Saturday at 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time. We are broadcasting today from New York, USA, and Stockholm, Sweden. If you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses all spiritual topics, and we love to chat about any and all matters. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff, no kidding. Call in now at 563-999-3569. International callers may dial plus 1-563-999-3569. Call in for questions and free mini readings live on air. Press 1 to talk with us live on the show or listen live at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio.
Hi, everybody, and welcome again to another great Psychic Secrets show with host Psychic Zelda Kelly and myself, Psychic Angel Ann. And today we have Saturday, October 1st, so happy month, everyone. And I'm coming to you live from Stockholm, Sweden today, and my co-host, beautiful Zelda Kelly, is coming live from New York. And today we are going to talk about, are you psychic? Learn how to heighten your abilities. And of course, as usual, we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air. You can also just call in and ask about something related to spirituality if you don't want to have a free mini reading. We would just love to talk to you. So once again, you can call in at 563-999-3569. International callers dial plus 1-563-999-3569. And you can listen live at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. You can also, if you go to that page and go to the episodes page, you can scroll down and we have a chat room. So you can text chat with us during the show if you prefer that. So we try to answer questions there too. Well, let me bring on my co-host for today, the beautiful Psychic Zelda Kelly. Hi, Zelda. How are you?
Hi there. I'm fine, but listen to my voice. I apologize, everyone. The weather has changed. Happy October. And I woke up this morning thinking, oh, no, I was so looking forward to October. And now I have a little bit of allergy stuff going on. So my apologies in advance. But I'm doing great, and I'm really happy to be here. How are you, Anne? How are things going with you?
It's fine, thank you. So I'm changing location again tomorrow, back and forth, but I'm not complaining. We have 11 degrees Celsius here, and I'm going to Rhodes. I have 29, so I'm not complaining. Obviously not. Right?
Very good. Yes, very good, very good, very good. I'm ready for today's show. I've been ready.
We
had such a great show last week, and with all our call-ins and everything else, and I remember our calls, and we had a great show. We had a great show.
We had a wonderful show, and I think we chatted a little bit about unusual readings that we had over the years. You know, this is smashing. Together, you have more experience. The double, I think, than me, from doing psychic readings as a professional, right? But together we have over 60 years. How about that?
I think it's more than that. I think it's more than that. I'm going to date myself and say I've been reading now for 46, going on 47 years.
Oh,
that's
wow.
How long I've been reading. Yes.
Yeah.
And it's fine.
I stayed 20 years. I didn't do it professionally before, so the professional part. But I did reading.
Oh.
Yeah, my entire life. But I don't count that kind of thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Professionally, it's been, oh, man, I don't even want to think about, I don't want to think about how long I've been. I don't want to think about how old I am now. But it's been, yes, we're bringing a lot to the table. Different areas of this, too. Different areas, which is really,
yes.
I find interesting.
It is really interesting, but, you know, the spiritual arena has so many different options. So it's about, everything is like we pick and choose the way that's going to bring us where we need to be, what we need, because we come with different, you know, experiences and everything, even if the soul kind of thing, the soul's essence are very much alike, but we have different abilities and everything, and of course experiences. So yes, we come here and we take different routes sometimes, but we usually end up in the same place, don't we?
We sure do. And sometimes I think about this and I think, you know, if I would have changed any of my course at all, decided to go a different, I may not be here right now. I may not know you, Anne. I may not, you know, and so I really feel that right now I am where I'm supposed to be. And that's a good feeling. That is an excellent feeling, by the way. And I think a lot of you out there think about that and think about if you would have changed one thing, what wouldn't you have and what would you have? That's something to think about.
It is. That's a wonderful thing to think about, and it's important. I actually feel the same. And, you know, we tend to have a goal sometimes. We know what we want to do, but we have no clue how we're going to reach there. And if we are trying to figure it out, and we ask for guidance, I promise, it's never going to happen like we think. It's always coming in its own way, but we always end up accordingly to our intentions, the manifestations, the wishes, where we want to be. So we always feel good in the end. Does that make sense?
I agree. It does make sense. And I agree with that. You know, sometimes I think we may miss what we think is an opportunity, but if it's really supposed to be for us, and I believe a lot of times it is, we catch that in another direction. We have that ability to grab onto that and get back on track and get where we're supposed to be. I do believe that many blessings and opportunity and possibilities chase us down, and to the point where we, you know, it's almost like a little creative whack on the side of the head. For me anyway, it's like, oh, okay, I was supposed to be doing this anyway. All right, here I am. There we go.
So are you ready to move on? I'm thinking about doing just a very short, the advertising freak here. Just a shorty. Okay, and then we can start to talk about the topic. Is that okay?
Sure. Absolutely.
Yeah.
Absolutely. Yes.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. If you'd like to connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 or Psychic Angel Ann Extension 16, We do phone readings, video readings, and text chat readings. You can find us at psychicsecrets.com, or you may call us directly at +1-888-695-5239.
So, let's move on with today's show. So,
yes. Before we get started, can I make an announcement, please? Is that all right with you, my dear friend?
Absolutely.
Thank you so much. Thank you so much. For our listeners today, and by the way, we now have a Psychic Secrets Radio Show page in Facebook. You go to Facebook and you research Psychic Secrets Radio, you will find us. And today I am going to try to, when you call in and you ask for a mini reading, I'm going to try to take a 60-second reading of or a little video of that, and I will be posting that in the Facebook page. But the exciting thing is if you come into our pages or because you've listened with us today, Psychic Secrets, so there's two S's in the middle, so it's www.psychicsecrets.com. If you come there and you can call myself or Anne, she's traveling. I don't know if she's going to be able to be on today, but we do have other advisors that will be on. But for myself, you can call in and you get the first 5 minutes free when you call in and get a paid reading. So you can call in at 888-695-5239. I am an extension 11. Anne is an extension 16. You can go on the website. You can read the blog, have a lot of fun, watch our videos. I mean, you can really stay on our site for a little while. There's a lot to learn on there. And you can see when we're coming on and when we're available. And I want to offer that to all of you today. It is 5 minutes free with a paid reading today. So happy. That's happy news.
Absolutely. That's brilliant news. And I think that both your video, I mean, that smashing, what an idea, taking a short video of a reading you're going to do on live on the show today, and also the opportunity to have a paid reading, exclusive time with someone talking only to you, right? Having time also,
yes.
First 5 minutes free, that's absolutely wonderful. Yay.
Yay. There we go. So I'm happy about that. I'm happy. And
that's absolutely.
This is October 1st thing.
I'm happy.
Let's get on track. Yes. Let's get on track for the rest of the October, getting on track, putting things in place for fall. So now I'm ready for the rest of the show, Anne. Sorry about that, everybody, but I wanted to share that with you.
No, we love you. And you are always bringing
thank
good
you.
News.
Thank you.
So, we said we are going to talk about, are you psychic? Learn how to heighten your abilities. Do you want to tell about you? How did it start for you? And what psychic abilities are most present with you?
It started with me when I was 4. And I think a lot of people out there, and if you're listening and you're an empath, clairvoyant, even medium, pardon me, it will have started with you early. And by the way, I will tell you, that you do not have to be psychic to be a card reader. If you're questioning your ability, card reading is an acquired, learned art, and you don't have to. Now, it helps, but what happens is when you start reading cards or using a pendulum, anything like that, it helps to heighten your ability. I started out with a playing card deck. And how I started was that my grandmother was a cartometer, which is her playing card deck, and we would be playing. In fact, we played a specific card game. Most of you, if you're calling from Ohio and the Midwestern states up there and some of the Northern states, we would play a game called Euchre. And what would happen is I would start getting messages from the card. Give me just a second. Okay, sorry, I had to clear my throat there. I would start getting messages from the cards through the game. And I would ask my grandmother, what's this? What's that? What's this? And she started teaching me. Now, I read cartomancy for years before I picked up a tarot deck. In fact, when I was young, I did not even know there was such a thing as a tarot deck. So as time went on and I learned more, my thirst for knowledge and a quest for knowledge increased. And of course, I started studying, and then before you know it, I have my doctorate in metaphysical sciences. I have a master's in parapsychology and psychology from parapsychology. There's a lot that goes along with this, and it is a area in which you never stop learning. I learn something every day. And I believe for myself, to heighten my abilities, meditation is number one, and I still meditate. The other thing is, pardon me, the other thing is I do watch what you eat. The more meat that I eat, the less my ability seems to be there. I don't have anything against anybody who wants to eat meat. I eat meat. Also, the funny thing, and this, then we're going to get to you. I'll be quiet because you know how we are. We'll talk, right? We're talking. This is what it's all about. And I'll talk. But my house has to be clean. And that heightens your ability. A clean house, clean mind, clean ability to think, not be judgmental. And those are tough things to be, especially when you're reading for maybe even subjects you don't agree with. But isn't that something? My grandmother was always like that. Clean house. Has to be a clean house. And lately I've been so busy. Sorry, Grandma, if you're looking down. That doesn't always happen. I can tell you that. But it does for the most part. So what about you, Ann?
Well, I had my first experience when I was around 5, probably. I saw someone, an old lady, sleeping on our couch. And I went very scared. Oh. I saw her like she was very present in the room. And my family always believed in stuff like that. But I know because I was so young, my mother said that she didn't want to scare me more. And she basically just said to me that there was no one there. And we didn't talk too much about it. I just figured I settled with it. But it was kind of strange. And I had many senses when I was small. And I was always afraid because, you know, when you can't really see everything, but you can feel it, you know that there's something, but you don't always see it, mm-hmm. right? You get a little bit scared. So, yeah, I had that growing up. And I think I consciously chose to open up my abilities and my senses. First time around 20, and then second time around 38 years of age. So it's like when I say conscious, I mean when we are willing to not only sense and see and feel things, but also to try to start to understand what's going on, how we receive messages, how it's coming. And I think for myself, I have visions. So that will be clairvoyance. Sometimes mm-hmm. it feels like I can hear, but it's not a very developed sense for me. I feel things. I can pick up feelings, and I can even have bodily symptoms, and that sometimes that's not very comfortable. And I laugh when I say that, because all of a sudden you can have something, right? Like starting to cough because someone, you talk to someone who has a bad throat or something. I'm not going to cough now. I'm just, I promise. But and knowing, but that's not always, but it comes. When it comes, that's very strong. You just know, and you can't shake it. You know. And I have some smelling as well. When you can smell things that's coming. Like sometimes it can be something unpleasant, like a cigar or something, or something else. Other times it can be more like a perfume or a scent or something that's a pleasant smell, right? But
yes.
For me, it is, I see, in my sense, we are psychic. We have it, more or less. Some of us may not choose to open up the gift because we have other things we're doing in this lifetime or we are focusing on other things. But I think that we have the ability, all of us. And having a talent or a gift or a psychic ability, that's one thing for me. And as you said, working with this and doing it professionally, one needs to be very non-judgmental, right? So spirit is very non-judgmental. Spirit never judges anything. Spirit just tells you how things are as they see them. And there's never, ever judgment coming. And, yeah, that can be challenging sometimes. But it's also something that you, working with this professionally, something that you do grow. And how can you know if you're psychic? You can know.
That's an excellent question. Yes.
Go ahead.
No, I'm just, you please, you've got the floor. I had to break in there and say that is a really great question.
It is a great question, how do you know? What does it mean? So how could you know that you had psychic abilities? You knew because your family probably, right? I'm putting words in your mouth.
It was pretty hushed. It was mainly my grandmother. My mother was scared of it. My sister totally ignored it, and my dad thought he was in a house of crazy women. So it was pretty much my grandmother and my grandfather who had an interest. Plus, we lived in a haunted house in Ohio, which was an underground railroad during the Civil War, where they were taking freed slaves and runaway slaves during the war up from the South into Ohio and up through Canada. The home that I grew up in was a stopover.
Oh, wow.
There were a lot of stories. That's another episode. A lot of stories that came out of that. And my whole family and my sister and I together would experience things. In some way, it seemed normal. It was almost like I would tell my friends and not be able to say, gosh, you don't do this? See this? And they would look at me like I was, spooky. And, of course, that was a time where it was something that was considered taboo. You were of something else if you had any type of ability. So you kept it under wraps, under the table. How I know when someone comes to me, and because I hear a lot of disembodied voices sometimes, and this is kind of going over into the paranormal. However, that is still being able to receive information. And how I know that it is not because when I hear the voice, you can't tell if it's a male or a female. It's genderless. And if you if you look at the manuscripts, there is talking about genderless. There's no gender. It is a soul has no gender. That's
no, exactly.
My experience. Now, you know, yeah, that's my experience with that. There may be different opinions, but my experience really has overshadowed my opinion in thinking that, because I know many people think, you know, oh, well, this man. And I think sometimes spirit can show up because we're not sometimes mentally capable of experiencing things without designating something as being one thing or another. But that's been my experience. When I truly get a message and when I truly hear, it is genderless. It is a knowing beyond knowing. And
yeah,
sometimes that knowing comes so quickly that you have to be sharp enough, and sometimes I'm not, to say, okay, oh, okay. And then when it happens, you look back and think, well, nuts. I got that message and I didn't get it. I got that message and I didn't pay attention. So
yeah,
that's my take on it.
Yeah. So I would actually agree with you. My sense when spirit comes through, I have to admit, I do usually, I never call on the spirit to come, because if anyone wants to come and they have a message, they will come. So I just say I open the door. That's how I do that.
Mm-hmm.
I don't call on them, because I want to know who's coming, and I want it to be in a good way, in a good manner, right? So that's a no-no for me. That's how I have learned. And for me also, I call the soul androgynous. That also means genderless. The soul is genderless. But what happens is,
mm-hmm,
spirit comes and they want to show themselves so we can recognize them, so we can give a message, describe someone, so that the person receiving the message can relate to and understand who the person is. And that doesn't,
mm-hmm,
always mean that we going to see it like a, you know, exactly as they are, because sometimes they do, it's like they shed light on certain features because they want to pinpoint those, because they were probably something,
mm-hmm,
more significant. That's how it comes for me many times. If they had something with their hair, something special, that's going to be kind of headlighted. So that's going to be something that they will show. They can show personality. They can show pictures from where they live, the stuff of that nature. But they always have the intention of coming across to someone. And sometimes as the messenger, so to speak, for someone who comes, the soul that comes through, it can feel strange, because it can be like, I know one time, I talked to a young woman around her 30s, and someone came for her. And the lady who came, the soul came in a female form, right? And very chic. I could describe the clothes and things of that. It felt like that person was very, very chic. But she also showed me a huge swimming pool. And,
oh, really?
You know, sometimes, it doesn't really make sense to us. But I said to the lady receiving the message, and this happened with many different things, right? And she said, yes, I know.
Mm-hmm.
She always liked to swim. She was swimming almost every day. So to her, it made sense.
Oh, really?
I think that's important to remember. And I always say that. It doesn't have to make sense to me. I'm just going to try to bring the messages as they are coming through, because as a psychic and medium also, we try to not interpret our own stuff onto what's going to come, right? And that can be a challenge too, right, sometimes. But it's something you develop also. You learn to kind of take a step back and detach from it, not putting your opinion into it. I don't know if that makes sense, Zelda.
It does make sense. It does make sense, because the one thing that I always warn everyone about is, don't dabble. Allow it to come naturally. don't call in spirits, like Ann said. I love that. Don't call in spirits. Don't call in don't call in things, because you don't know the origin. And something can say, oh, this is Grandma, or this is your Aunt Bessie, or this is Uncle Fred, and he's frying bacon. We live in an interdimensional world in which sometimes the not-so-good entities and spirits can take on the shape or the identity of someone so we can trust them. And many times in my experience over the years, there has been trust formed and someone speaking to someone who they think is a loved one, and it turns out to be a very harrowing experience. So be cautious, be careful. I don't call in anyone. I have the ability to receive messages, but to me, it is in my personal thought, it is a dangerous road to start trying to call in specific people. We're actually told not to do that. And if you want to find that out, that's the Witch of Endor story in the Book of Samuel. But one thing I want to say while I'm thinking of it, because I like how you're going through the clairvoyant, clairaudient, clairsentient, clair, you know, the clairs. They're actually called the clairs. The word clair is French for clear. So when you're saying you're clairvoyant, that means you have clear seeing, and clairaudient means clear hearing. So just remember that it is a clear ability. It's not muddled, and it's not, it's certainly not something that you feel is fabricated. Believe me, when you get a message, you know it. And sometimes you get tapped on the shoulder while I'm reading, and I'll know that I'm on a right path or a wrong path or something, you know. So there's different things that can happen, actually, just individually for each person, for different people. It's amazing, actually. Exactly. I think we're all born psychic. It's the especially when we're children. It's the idea of, do we squelch it? Now, my kids, look out. My son is really something else, but it's a hard thing for him to control because he's not in this field, and he just literally has no thought of even getting in. Enough is enough, seeing his mother walk around with pendulums and cards and, you know, all this other, you know. Now, we led a very, very normal life, but it was, you know, basically the funny thing is, and I always tell the story, and I've got to tell this, Anne, we always tell the story of, in the current condo that I'm in, there's activity in one bathroom, and it is constant activity. And I remember walking in one time, and very quickly, because I know we've got to get to calls, I walked in there one time and the lights were flashing, and I called my son and I said, I think there's something in there, son. I think there's something going on. And he looked at me and he said, yeah, I think there's something going on. I think that the light bulb just needs to be changed. So that's the funny part about living with me, Mom, because right away I gravitate to that. And the light bulb just needs to be changed. So with that, and, you know, with that, I leave it to you, my darling friend.
Oh, thank you. So, yeah, I think we covered a few things, and of course we are still on here with you, grabbing calls in a little bit. So we talk to you.
Yes.
I'm sorry, I have someone. I hope you don't hear someone coughing in the background here. I can't do anything about
That's
it.
That's okay.
Sorry.
No worries. No
so,
worries.
So just because I'm that advertising freak, I can say that and laugh a little bit. I just love to do that. So just a few things, and then we start to to go and grab some cold care. Yay.
That's right. We're with you. We're with you.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychic Secrets Radio. If you haven't listened to us before, we are the show that discusses all spiritual topics, and we'd love to talk to you about any and all matters. Real answers, real solutions, no fluff, no kidding. Find us at PsychicSecrets.com for personal readings. We do phone readings, video readings, and text chat. Connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 and Psychic Angel Ann at Extension 16. While you're on the Psychic Secrets website, I'd like to invite you to read the blog, visit the horoscope section, and listen to Mystery Manor recordings and Laws of Attraction episodes. You can also find us on Facebook at Psychic Secrets Official.
Yay! So, what do you say, my beautiful sister? Are you ready to start taking some cold care? We have a few
people
who have patience.
I'm ready. Yes.
So,
let's go for it.
Let's go. So I'm going to area code 509 first. Area code 509. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi there. My name is Erica, and I'm calling from Washington State.
Hi, Erica. Welcome. How are you?
Erica, okay.
Hi there. Yes, good. Thank you.
So how can we help you?
Well, I just had questions regarding, when will I find somebody new and long-term?
Okay. Do you want to start, Zelda? Or do you want me
yes,
to start?
Yes, I'll be glad to start. No, I'll be glad to start. Erica is wanting to know when love is coming to her. Okay, so let's go. Okay, so let's see when Erica is finding new love. Well, the first card I have out is it's going to be very soon. And I'm going to say within 9 months, you will be in a relationship. You're going to have somebody that is going to want to grow with you and thinks the world of you. But it's your time. This is a blessing and abundance coming to you. I think this is really wonderful, my dear. And this is someone, and he's going to be somebody that is very well established and very stable. That's for sure. I think there we go.
Okay. I can continue. I get the same thing, actually. I see a woman ready to receive love. And I see that someone is coming to you very, very in the near future. So within that month, as Zelda said. So it's because the timing is right. And I get a sense that you have been, even though we sometimes feel that I am ready, we state that all the time, I am ready, why is it not happening? But you haven't maybe been 100% open. So there have been something mm-hmm. holding you back, probably from something you experienced in the past. But mm-hmm. if you are, now you're ready, it's a different story. And I get a sense also, I have a chill, I goosebumps. That's a strong sign for me. So I'm freezing when I receive something good. Isn't that wonderful, right? Yeah. And I have a feeling that it's going to happen quite fast when it happens. So I don't sense, you know, I don't know what you mentioned, Zelda. I don't sense you know each other. This is someone brand new. And you're going to start to get to know each other. It's going to be a real bliss. It's going to be even better than one could imagine. So I hope what we said made sense to you somehow.
Yeah, you mentioned that it's going to be somebody new because I recently met somebody And they already ghosted me on the phone. So I'm like, oh, maybe that's not, you know, not right.
Oh,
no, yeah. No, I don't believe it's this person.
What was that?
This is somebody brand new.
Oh, okay.
Yes.
And you said time frame is what again?
Within any time between now and the next 9 months. Within 9. And that's conservative because that's going to be who you pick, who you, where you meet. Because remember, it is free will and you are the one in control. You're the one who can decide. But yes, it does not look like Mr. Ghost is anyone you're going to want to continue with. Sorry, I just don't see that that is going to be somebody that you want to deal with.
Okay. Perfect. Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you for calling in. We appreciate you.
Thank you so much.
Absolutely. Thank you so much. Bye.
Thank you. So, a great first call, right? So, are you ready for the next one?
Let's go to area
code 914. Area code 914. Hello, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi. Thank you for taking my call.
Hello?
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, we hear you. Thank you for calling. And what's your name and where are you calling from?
My name is Christine, and I'm calling from Puerto Rico.
Oh, wow. Christine, Puerto Rico. So how can we help you?
Yes, I was just wondering if you could pick up anything around my finances, like my career, in terms of what I should be doing for a job or my health. I've been struggling with the health for a few years, and I want to, you know, I want to be 100% back to being healthy again. So I'm just wondering if you could pick up anything about those two areas.
Okay. So, sister, do you want me to start?
I do want you to start. I'm still looking.
Okay. So I'm going to pull a few cards here to see what's going on. And you are in a fairly good place. But there are a couple of things you want to. You mentioned work first of all, right? And then you mentioned your health and well-being. So when it comes to, if we are really concerned, I just have to say we are not allowed to predict really if we are really concerned about someone's health, right? I'm not concerned in that sense. That's not why I say it. I just have to say it because it's a legal thing. And if you want to really research something to the depth, maybe it's a good idea to go to a doctor. But I can always tell you in a spiritual sense what I see. And I feel that your well-being is the first thing coming up. And it feels like I can't really say what it really is. It's something that makes you feel tired and not really yourself, so it's draining you from energy somehow. I actually see a strong man. Isn't that typical, right? It's right from a magazine, a strong big man. He's coming off like someone who's has a great deal of authority, but he's a professional, he's a doctor. He may even be, if you want to check yourself out first in the normal way, and then I get a sense that you can turn to someone who is doing something alternative, but it feels more like in the alignment of, how do you say that, when you have small pills, I'm losing my thought here. You know, it's called something. they are kind of
specialized.
Yeah, maybe you know what I mean, Zelda. And homeopath, I think it's called.
Yes.
Now you know what
I
mean.
Yeah. Yes, homeopath.
Yeah,
mm-hmm.
And, yes, thank you. And I feel that that person is going to help you It's going to take a little bit of time because it feels like there are things in your body, like the chemistry between the things that need to be corrected. So it's not something overnight, but I feel that you can do it and you're going to be fine after getting some help. You can say that a homeopath is also professional, but not in the... I mean, do your test first, check yourself up so you know that there's nothing really going on, and then you can move forward with that. So that's what they are showing me. And I get a sense that work is something also, but that's kind of, this is your first focus because you need to feel fit for fight, as we say, right? You need to feel that you are at least as good as a version of yourself as you can at this moment in time, right?
Right.
And I have a sense
right.
that when it comes to work, there are some good things coming because it's like they show me when there are new, I think they say sprouts coming regarding work. So there are new stuff coming, but it's going to take a little bit of longer time as I can pick
okay.
it up. So should we ask Zelda what she has? Zelda?
Okay. Yes, yes, my darlings. Okay, so let's go there. All right, so Miss Christine, here we go. We're going to turn over the deck. I'm turning over the deck, and I'm splitting it into three. And I'm going to say one of the things, you've got the Lover's card that is coming up, and it shows here that when you get some other things with yourself, so focus on yourself first, then there is a you know, then there is a new beginning coming. For my dear Christine, these are the cards that I put out. It's the Sun, the Lovers, and the Empress card. There is a new beginning. There's a new birth of a beginning, and I do believe that there is something here that you are going to be overcoming, and that is with your health. But I know you asked for career, and I'm going to just make another cut, and there's going to be two decisions for you. You have the Chariot coming up. But I'm going to say intuitively, you know exactly where you want to be. You know exactly where you're going. I think you need more of a confirmation than an advice of a reading. But follow that first rule first. You focus on yourself, and the rest is going to fall into place for you. I do see that you have
you
a lot of really good
health?
Intuition. Focus on your health. Focus on yourself.
Okay.
Yes. Focus on everything
okay.
with you first. That's it.
Okay.
And I think that you're going to find, because if you have a, I'm going to say a relationship come in for you while you're dealing with your health matters, that's going to cause a stumbling block. Not that the person is not going to accept what it is that's coming for you, but it will cause a stumbling block for you. And
okay.
We can't diagnose, as Anne is saying, but I think that this
right.
is something that you are going to be able to get taken care of. And first and foremost now, I'm also going to say that you are a wonderful caregiver. And I don't
yeah.
know if you're doing that, but I think you've been caring for people all of your life. I think whatever career, whatever job you're going to have is going to be involved with helping others. And I mean, maybe even in the medical field, but that's what it looks like for that, my dear.
Okay. Mm. Thank you so much. Yes, I have been caregiving my whole life and I do love to, you know, but
oh.
I, because of my health issues, I want to be able to feel like 100% healthy before I can like take care of others because I don't feel
Absolutely.
Like, my, you know,
Absolutely.
So that makes sense.
And that's really, I think that's a good way of thought. That's kind of the law of the land. You can't help other people until you help yourself first. So that's
right.
what it was coming up.
Exactly.
You're going to have to focus on everything that you've got going on, not just your health. And you're not doing anything bad. There's nothing wrong. But I do believe that there is strength. You've got an inner strength that I think many people look at you and think, wow, how does she do it? How does she do it? And that's a good thing. So I think you're going to be able to overcome. I know you're going to be able to overcome all this. This is going to be good for you, my dear.
Okay.
Yes.
Thank you so much. Thank you both.
You're welcome, my dear.
Thank you so
Thank
much.
Thank you for calling in. Thank you.
Okay.
Thank you for calling in.
Thank you. God bless.
Thank you. You
God
too.
Bless. Yeah, that was another great call. So we just love to talk to people,
yeah.
don't we? That's absolutely
yeah.
stunning.
Yeah.
So now we go to area code 646. Area code 646. I'm going to remember to click on the...
Hello.
No, I didn't... Yeah, hello. Welcome.
Hi.
What's your name and where you're calling from?
Hi. I'm Miranda. I'm calling from New York. Thank you for taking my call.
Hi, Miranda. Thank
hello.
You.
So my question is about my two adult daughters. I have some concerns about the guys that they're dating currently, and obviously I'm keeping a lot of my feelings to myself because they're adults and they have to make their own choices. But I'm wondering if you can read the cards and show me what you see. Do I have reason to be concerned? Is this going to last, this relationship? Or, like, where is it going? Are they serious?
Absolutely. Mm-hmm. My beautiful sister, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I'll be glad to start. I'll be glad to start here. Our dear
Absolutely.
Miranda is asking about being concerned
daughter
about
daughter number one and daughter number two. Yes.
Daughter number one
yes.
and daughter number two. I have shuffled,
yes.
and I'm just going to turn over the deck and I'm going to say,
okay.
I love this for you, Miranda, because it is the judgment card. And that to
uh-huh.
me means trust your judgment. Now, I will also say you've got the Nine of Cups there. That Nine of Cups means that you're right. It's the yes card. It's your heart's desire. Do I believe that this is going to last? No, I don't. I believe
okay.
that this is these two people are really stepping stones in their quest and their journey. I think they're nice. They're okay, but I don't see that they are for them. So
right.
that's what I'm getting, my dear. Yeah, that's
mm-hmm.
what I'm getting.
Okay. Thank you.
Okay.
You're welcome. And I've got to say this. When I was
uh-huh.
young, my
uh-huh.
dad was so worried that I would end up with a long-haired boy, just like a hippie, right? Now, we hear that,
uh-huh.
and that's hilarious now. Did I end up with a long-haired boy and a hippie? No, it was quite the opposite. But I do see the concern. And I think
yeah.
use your best judgment, but I do not see that this is going to be anything
yeah.
that
I,
you have to be concerned
I, yeah.
about.
I'm just waiting for someone more suitable for both of them. I was hoping somebody could come up with, like, when is the right guy kind of come along? I don't know,
well,
but let's see.
It's going to happen. It's going to happen. Mm-hmm. One is going to have a change before the end of the year.
Oh, good.
So anytime between now and the end of the year, there's going to be a change for the one. And I think it's the older one.
Okay.
You're going to
mm-hmm.
start seeing some discomfort, I think, in November.
Mm-hmm.
The other one, probably shortly after.
Okay.
So
good,
yeah,
good, good.
Yeah.
That brings this, gives
this
me
is
hope.
A stepping stone. Oh, yes.
There have been
Definitely
so many
there's
stepping
hope.
Stones. There have been so many stepping stones. I'm waiting for the right guy. So that we can, you know, hopefully celebrate and be excited because right now
well,
we've been just like, oh my God, what are they thinking? what are they doing?
That's good. That's hilarious.
So,
my sister
and
Anne.
We know it's,
my
yeah.
sister
like,
Anne.
Oh.
That's hilarious, Miranda. So my sister Anne,
yes.
I'm sure, has some information to share with you.
Yeah, sure. Thank you.
Okay, ladies. Yeah, I get also the sense that, you know, it's what's going on with both of them. It's kind of,
mm-hmm.
it's decent, but it's not going to last. I don't feel the same. For me, they are showing
mm-hmm.
that it's a journey for each one of them. So it's like a journey.
Mm-hmm.
They are learning things. And sometimes we even meet up with a specific soul or something just to exchange a little bit of something from maybe from past lifetimes or, you know, and
right,
whatever is
right.
going to come. It's the energies that are kind of, because it's usually when we, every time we get close to someone, there's usually purpose with it. It doesn't mean we have to stick
mm-hmm.
with them. I don't feel that they are
right.
going to remain together, none of them. But I also, I
mm-hmm.
had actually in the beginning here, two cards popping out by themselves
okay.
with speed from my deck. So I
oh,
always look
okay.
at those cards. And one
yeah.
is the Ace of Cups, which stands for a beautiful love. And the other one is Nine of Pentacles, which is when you feel, for me that stands for when you feel that you are satisfied. You can see that you are progressing somehow and it's connected somehow to abundance. Sometimes it's about practical things like money and things, but it's also abundance because in a spiritual sense, abundance covers support, love, everything when we have that flow to move forward. So I feel that the Ace of Cups is for one of your daughters, probably the older one, as Zelda said too. And it's going to be very, very different. It's going to be felt from both of them, from the beginning, this is right, this is correct. I feel that I'm in alignment with you. Both will feel that, so they can create something wonderful. And it's going to feel like they have some sort of foundation already because the connection is strong between them and they can feel the love. It's going to grow to a magnificent love, in my sense. But they are the ones having to create it, of course, but they're going to do it. I feel certain about it. So, yes, I hope
wonderful.
That our readings made sense to you and that,
well,
did they?
It's reassuring. Yes, and it just gives me hope because, you know, obviously I was concerned, like, oh my God, I hope this isn't, these guys aren't the ones that they're going to settle for because it would be settling. They really deserve better. And I'm like, what are you thinking? Like, they must be lonely because they could do better. Yeah. So, well, this gives me hope and hopefully, you know, by the end of the year, one of them, you know, will realize, I think the older one actually wants
on.
To fix the guy. Yeah, move on, exactly. I think she's like, sees more hope and potential in the guy than the guy himself, I think. I think the guy just doesn't have the motivation to actually go anywhere, and she's trying to help him,
yeah.
and it's like a lost cause, so it's just frustrating. But they, like, you know, they have to figure that out. That's right.
Yeah. Exactly. So, Miranda.
Well, thank you both.
Thank you so.
Thank you so much.
Thank you so much for calling us, really, and
yes,
to you and to
you.
Other callers who have been calling in and we didn't say it to them. But please keep us updated if you wish to. When some good news
certainly.
Are coming
I'd
up, whatever.
To, I'd love to call and bring you some good news. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you. Many blessings.
Bye.
Thank you. Bye. So, my beautiful sister, how are you? Do you want to do something in between, or are you ready to move on? You ready?
I'm ready, but I'll let that all up to you, my dear. If you need just a little break, that's fine with me, too. So, however you want to do it is great.
No, it's perfect. So, we can move on to the next one. I think both of you are...
Very good.
You know, it's kind of, we are in the flow. We just continue. We can take as many as possible. It's just the time block.
That's right.
Limiting us, right?
Very good.
So...
Yes.
We have area code 404. Area code 404. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hello. My name is Maddie, and I'm calling from Atlanta, Georgia.
Hi, Maddie.
Hello. Hi.
Hi.
How
welcome.
Are you?
So how can we help you? We're great, thank
you.
How are you?
I'm good, thank you. Enjoying this beautiful fall weather.
Yes.
Yes, it is.
Yes, yes, indeed.
It is.
Love it.
Wonderful.
Love it.
And
I don't have a
I don't know.
Question because...
Yes.
Pardon me?
Yes, please go ahead. Please go ahead. No, please go ahead.
No, I was going to say, I don't have a specific question. I just want whatever what energy you pick up around me. I'm open to receiving.
Okay.
Wonderful.
Do you want me to start or do you want to start?
It doesn't make any difference. You're welcome to do what would you like to do?
I can start. That's fine. So I'm going to see.
That's great.
I'm going to grab something. I had another card falling out, like usual. It's kind of, sometimes it's the theme of something. It's like they want to show. And they are showing me when we need to find a little bit of balance in life. And it can be because they also show me love. And they show me when we are looking outwards from the situation we are currently in. It can mean that we may look and long for moving somewhere, or we just want to make a change. So we are looking outwards, right? And first thing, when it comes to balance, it makes me feel like you have come quite a long way. And there is something regarding love here. So I feel, because love is coming up exactly in the middle, and I feel that it's something you long to find balance between your love life and everything else in life, so that you can find a peace of mind and you can find the right person. But to be honest with you, if you are not in a relationship, I see someone approaching you. If you are in a relationship, it's going to come to a place where you feel it's renewed. But I have a sense it's more likely there's someone new coming into you, because I see someone approaching you and offering you that love. And this is also something that may bring you into that place where you feel like I'm almost like you becoming extrovert and you want to hug life itself and be out there and change a few things for yourself. So I don't know if this makes sense to you.
It does. It really does. Yeah, in my opinion, it's spot on.
Oh, great.
Okay.
Yeah.
Wonderful.
Yeah, great.
Okay.
Yeah, that's exactly how I have been feeling. It is like, ooh,
oh, good.
Yes.
Very good. Very good.
And I see
I
see others.
I'm sorry. Go right ahead.
I see others with love in their life, a companion, and I like all the wonderful things they are going about doing. And I say, yes, yes, yes. That's what I want in my life. Yes, yes.
Very good.
Yes.
Very
yes.
good. I love it. Let's see what the cards come up for you, my dear Maddie. Let's see what the cards come up for you. Oh, well, there's one that came out here, so I'll put out three. I love this. It shows that you're waiting. It also shows that you've been working on growing your finances, but you're waiting. It's like for a specific thing. I do believe it is for love. But I also believe that you've recently have set some boundaries. Maybe in your personal life, you're not allowing people to take advantage of you, because I'm going to tell you, you're a wonderful person and a very dear heart.
Yes.
But I'm turning the deck over, and it is the Two of Cups, and that is a card that says coming together, sharing together. I do believe what you're waiting for. And you've set a boundary on the type of person you want to have. So that's very good. Very good.
Yes, I did.
And,
oh,
yes, it is.
Yes. Yes. Wow. Oh, wow.
So so this is good for you, Miss Maddie.
Wow.
Because you're going to have choices. And people think, oh, if I put a boundary up, nothing is ever going to come in. No, no. If you start putting boundaries up, only the good get in. That's how that works. You don't want everything to just start popping in. And that's why you've mentally, and I think subconsciously, has maybe even written it down maybe and said, okay, this is what I want in a man, and this is what I want in this and this and this. And when you do that sort of thing, you'll get it. I did that one time, made a little list of what I wanted in a person and put it in my Bible. And it was a few years later that I had found it. It was not a few years. I'm going to say maybe a year or two. I had found it. I like folded it up very tightly and put it in the back of my Bible. And I thought, what is this? And it was a list of what I wanted in a person. And it was actually, I had about 22 points, and it was actually everything that I had in that person except for 2 points. And that's
wow.
How you attract your mate. Yes. Attract your
wow.
mate by writing it down and keeping it with you and believing it.
Okay.
Just get ready for that person. Make room at your dinner table. Make room in your dresser drawer. Make room in your closet. Make room for the
oh,
love
wow.
of your life to come in, and he'll come. That's right. He'll come. When you make room for him, he'll come. That's how we do it, my dear.
Well, thank you. That was that's such an enlightenment. Quiet. Yes. Oh, yeah. I am so
good.
Ready.
Wow. Good. Good. Well, keep us posted on the love.
Yes.
That's right. Keep us posted because we want to know when you have your person and, yeah, or we want to hear about it. We want details, Maddie, so call back in.
I will.
Good.
You know, it's Saturday.
Yes. Yes, we are. Every Saturday.
Yeah.
3 p.m.
Every Saturday at 3 p.m. That's right. And Miss Maddie, if you want to see a portion of your reading, find our Facebook page. I just recorded it. I'll be posting it on the Facebook page, Secrets Radio, and you can see the cards that came up for you.
Okay. That sounds wonderful. Yes. Oh, wow. Yes. Excited.
Very good.
Wonderful.
Very good. Well, thank you so
yes.
much for calling in, my dear friend from Atlanta. I like Atlanta. So thank you so much. And you know what? I'm sitting here shuffling as I'm talking with you, and the Ten of Cups flew out. And that means a celebration, new beginning of people coming together, even around the house, new things coming to you, and that's for you. That is for you. So
wow.
start expecting it. It's coming.
Oh, I will. I open my heart up for it. My mind, my soul, my spirit, my heart, most definitely. Wow. Someone told me
good.
That I had a miracle. I've been told twice that I had a miracle coming. Would that be the miracle? So enjoy your miracle.
Enjoy your miracle, darling. I would say, listen,
yes.
I would consider everything a miracle that comes in. Everything is a blessing and grateful. Everything. So, yeah, you'll have
yes.
a miracle, but I think the miracle is going to be this person coming in is going to be a very welcome, blessed occasion, but I think the miracle is going to be much bigger than that. So you look forward to that.
Okay. Thank you. Wow. Thank
You're
you,
welcome,
thank you.
Darling.
Thank you so much.
Hello.
Many Hello. Blessings. Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye.
Another great caller. Oh, and you guys, you did record her reading. How wonderful is that, right?
Yes. Well, all of them so far, if you're listening, everyone, all of them so far. Now, if I'm not technically challenged, right, I will be putting those 60-second little reels on the Psychic Secrets Facebook page. Come over there and take a look at what your reading really looks like, because I want you to know that Anne and I really do pull out cards for you. We're not just sitting here and coming off of the top of our heads, and sometimes it does come out that way. But we really do shuffle and we really do lay out cards for you. And I want you to see that. Sometimes it's really kind of fun. And it'll stay on there for as long as we have say so. There you go, my friends. Come over there and join and see us.
That is a great idea. I love that. I really love that. So it's going to be something you can go back to. Because sometimes when you go back to reading, you understand it in more depth. Even if it sounds like a short or simple something, it's very valuable, actually. I love that. Are you ready?
Good. I'm ready. We're ready. I'm ready.
So let's go to area code 630. Area code 630. Hello, caller. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Hi.
Hello.
Thanks for taking my call.
Hi.
Hi.
Thank you for calling. What's your name and where are you calling?
My name is Dion, and I'm calling from Wisconsin.
Wisconsin. Okay. Welcome, Dion. So what can we do for you? How can we help you?
Okay, so I've been applying for work to relocate south of Miami. And I just wanted to know how you see my relocation going with, like, employment.
How your relocation is going to go. Okay. My beautiful sister Zelda, do you want to start or do you want me to start?
I'll be glad to. Okay. For our sweet Dion from Wisconsin going to Florida, let's see. I'm shuffling the cards right now. And I love this because on the bottom of the deck, we have the six of coins. We have the emperor and we have the six. I think there's some nostalgic reason that you may want to be going down there or there's something that creates this feel good or a memory. But I like the wisdom behind it, and I do feel that there's going to be something that you're going to be able to do, and it basically means that it's going to be creating balance within your life. This move, you will be able to move, that's for sure, and this move is big. You're just a giver, first of all, but this is going to balance whatever it is that you've got going on. You're going to be, this is a wise move, I've got to tell you, very wise. And I also believe that from this nostalgia or from this good feeling, you've got, and let me do this, and this is still Dion, I pulled another card, from this nostalgia coming is the Three of Wands. You're basically looking forward now. You're turning your back on things, not that it's bad, but you're ready to just now move. That's going to happen. The future is in your, definitely the future is coming. You're waiting. You're just waiting now for the right time. It's just all about timing. That is going to be coming. I do see that once the ball starts rolling, that's going to happen very, very quickly for you. So I do feel it's going to happen, my dear. I see it coming quickly. If you're going to, I just want you to know, I see it coming quickly.
Yeah, I'm packing actually as we speak because I feel the same thing. I feel it, you know. So it's just sometimes I feel like I need to, like, check myself because I can get out there with some of my ideas, but so much so that I'm literally packing like as we're speaking. So thank you for that.
Listen, I think right now, Florida, if you're any type of caregiver, if you can go down there and lend a hand, whatever you can do, you will be very welcomed there. You'll be able to find gainful employment very, very quickly. And for those of you listening, if you are in the Florida, if you're not in Florida, if you have family, friends, loved ones, our hearts and our prayers definitely go out for all of you that are affected by Hurricane Ian. And I'm glad you mentioned this, Ms. Dion, because this I've got chills right now because of that particular card that came up for you. That is the, that is definitely the indication that you're going, and it's going to create balance in your life. And I'm going to say, I'm going to go this far and say this. The 12th of October is very significant for you and will be very significant for you.
Okay, so I thank you for that. I applied on FEMA. I got a hold of FEMA this morning and started applying for any kind of work down there. I worked Hurricane Irma, but I didn't get paid when I worked Hurricane Irma for FEMA. But this time, I want to get paid. But I did apply for just about any position. Yeah, I mean, the first time I felt like it was my internship, and that was great. But I definitely know what it's like to be down in Florida after a major hurricane hits, and I definitely want to be available with my skills to be on the front lines. So that's why this morning I started applying for relief effort work, because I can do that. I want to do that.
Well,
and I need a good paying job.
Well, yeah. And I think this is where this nostalgia card comes, because you're really gaining all the experience, the knowledge. You're recalling knowledge of your experience from the one hurricane. So that makes sense that card came up. And like I said, be ready. I'm glad you're packing. And the 12th is significant, so please remember that. Yes. And my dear Anne, I know, has something she wants to add to this as well.
Absolutely. I can confirm that I feel like whatever Zelda is saying here. And I also got that it's the right thing for you to do. You are doing you're on the right path, as we usually say, right? You are going to meet those who you can help, and you can, because you are that helper. But you're strong in yourself. And I also feel that it's going to be significant, both in the sense that you're going to do good deeds for others and help them with their heartache for different reasons, right? And their troublesome problems. But I also sense that in some time, because you're going to change your life, it's like you are leaving things behind you that you want to change. So you're moving into something new for yourself. And for the long term, I sense that you probably remain there. I don't know if you have been thinking about that or not, but that's my sense. And you change your own life. That's going to obviously take a little bit of a longer time. But that's what I feel. And they show justice, and justice in this sense feels to be more connected, like karma, and if I do the right thing, right choices, things of that nature. So you are doing. You're going to do your magic when you go to Florida, so it's going to be perfect. And then it's like a chain of things that's going to be, and then you also ground yourself there somewhere. And I feel you meet someone. That's why I feel you remain there. But it's going to take a little bit of time until that comes. I don't know if this makes sense to you.
I receive all of it. I receive all of it. I resonate with what you're saying. I feel it. I appreciate the confirmation. I look forward to everything that you have talked about with me. It's all wonderful.
Wonderful. Wonderful person. Yeah.
Keep
you are really
posted,
good Dion. Person.
Yes.
Yes.
Great heart.
Yes, I will.
Great
thank
heart.
You.
Please do that.
Aww,
please do
thank
that.
You.
Yes. We wish you the best. Well, you're welcome.
Yeah, we
darling.
Wish you the best. Thank you. So many, many, many blessings. So are you ready, Zelda? Do you think we can
I'm ready.
You know, we don't have time. I don't think we have time for two calls, right?
I do not think we have time for two calls. We have time for one more, and if we can make it quick,
one more.
And I know that's not fair, but yeah, I think so. What do you think?
Yeah, we do it quick. I know it's not fair, but Yes. We are on here next Saturday as well. So let's go to area code 203. Area code 203. Welcome. Hi, caller. What's your name and where you're calling from? Hello.
Hi. Thank you. It's Pat from Connecticut.
Hi, Pat.
Hi. Many are talking about love, so I'll ask about love. I need someone to come into my life since I've been trying to manifest it. I've been single 30 years, so I have a lot of requirements.
Good.
I've been without a lot in my life, so I really, there's a lot I want. Not a lot, but to me, a lot. What do you see? And will it, you know, it's been so long, I kind of can't imagine a personality match just because it's been so long. That kind of comes up occasionally. Can you tell me what you see?
Absolutely.
Can I go first, Sam? Do you mind if I go first?
Yes. No. Go first. I'll shoot.
Okay. Great. Because as I was shuffling for our dear Pat from Connecticut, the Page of Cups came out. That is an announcement of love coming to you. And I love this because you have a brand new beginning coming. Now, you got the Magician card out here. I've got to tell you this. The Magician card means that you can make this happen, but I'm going to give you a word of caution because you want it to happen really bad and you can't understand how there's going to be a personality match, so you just don't know how it's going to happen. Well, you know, I'm going to say this. Let this, with this Magician card and a new beginning here, let that be a to God and the universe. They know what they're doing. They know exactly who you are and who is the best one for you, and they'll give you the best match going. All you have to do is say, hey, I received bringing in. I'll teach him the rest. That's all you have to do is I'll teach him the rest. Just bring him in. That's
great.
All you have to do, my darling. That's what I have for you.
Wonderful. Will I be getting things like living on land and in nature and financial security and great friendship and blah, blah, blah?
Go ahead, Anne.
Yes,
go
please.
Ahead. You go ahead. Yes.
Okay. I can be very, very fast here. I can confirm the Magician because I have him too. So how strange is that? I see strength. But I see that it's going to be even better, exactly sounded like you said, and Pat, for you, when we do just release and we trust, we don't hold on to the energy, that's when we're going to find the one that's going to be that perfect match. Of course, angels and God and everyone around, they can't do it for us, so the rest is up to the two of you. But they're going to send you someone who you can actually feel great with, who you feel in alignment with. That's the only thing I have to say. Zelda, please do continue.
Thank you.
One more second, and I'm going to say this. I know you have a lot on your list. Just manifest this person first, and everything else will fall into place because that person has the same thoughts and ideals that you do. But get the person first, and then everything will fall into place. Know that. Yes.
Thank you.
And I do see you're going to get a lot that's on your list, and you're quite welcome, dear. And keep us posted. We want to know when you meet them.
I will. Thank you both very much. It was a pleasure.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
All righty. Our pleasure.
You're very
Thank
welcome.
You. Many blessings.
God bless.
Many
Thank
blessings.
You.
God bless. Thank
Thanks.
You. So, unfortunately, I think we don't have time enough to grab the last caller.
Yes,
here, right?
I'm sorry that we don't. Yes, I'm sorry that
no.
we don't.
Yeah. But we are here next Saturday. So do you want me to just sum up the show a little bit so we can continue?
I would like to.
Yes.
I'm sorry, Anne. I keep talking over you today, and my apologies. I hate that. And there's a
I'm going to
chase
you. I'm coming your way.
It.
You're too far away from me. I'm just kidding.
That's it.
That's it. That's it. There is a delay, and that's why I keep stepping on your toes. I only hear it then after I'm stepping on your toes. But the real, I want to announce that we have a special guest, October 15th, who is a paranormal investigator coming on the show. I want to encourage all of you to come in, ask him questions. He's going to tell us about paranormal investigations, about haunting. I have worked with him before. He is talented and exceptional in this field. So mark that on your calendar, October 15th at 3 p.m. Eastern time. And we're going to actually have a special show and extend it to 2 hours so you'll be able to get in your questions. So thank you, thank you. And don't forget our special today, 5 minutes free. So come on in and I'll post that in our group as well.
Yes. And I just say thank you all for listening and calling in. And we're going to be back next Saturday, first of all, October 8th. And we will talk about, do you want to read cards? Get a brief understanding of card readings from professionals. How about that? Isn't that exciting? How can we read cards? And we, of course, we take your calls for questions and free mini readings live on air as usual. And we go live 3 p.m. Eastern Standard Time every Saturday. And let me see. Do you have anything you want to tell the listeners before the show ends, Zelda?
I do want to tell you this, and that is I've been gently reminded that this is a mistake. It is 10 minutes for $5. 10 minutes for $5 if you call into the line and ask for Ann or myself, 10 minutes for $5 today. So come on over to psychicsecrets.com and talk to us. We'd love to talk with you. And I'm sorry that I announced that all terribly wrong. We have Mercury retrograde until tomorrow. Yay, and then we're free. So thank you so much, everyone.
Okay, and I played just a couple of announcements so we, you know where to find us, how to listen to past episodes and stuff.
You may listen to replays of all our shows anytime. Keep yourself updated on upcoming shows, and you can always listen live during our shows at blogtalkradio.com/Psychics Secrets Radio. If you'd like to connect with Psychic Zelda Kelly at Extension 11 or Psychic Angel Ann Extension 16, we do phone readings, video readings, and text chat readings. You can find us at PsychicSecrets.com or you may call us directly at +1-888-695-5239.
Yay, and that's how you can find us.
Yay.
Now, my beautiful sister, I forgive you. I'm going to come to you, to where you are, and I'm going to chase you. No, I'm just kidding.
Please
kidding.
Do.
So I think I think we are done for today's show, and just saying thank you again. And we are sorry that we had to leave one in the queue here. But please call into our next show next week, and we try to do our best to grab you. If you can call 15 minutes before we start. We go live, so you get your spot in the queue. That's a great thing to do if you want to. And just say, you want to say something else, Zelda? No.
I want to say thank you so much, everyone. What a blessing you are, and we sure enjoy it. Our time is never enough, but thank you so much.
We always struggle with time. It's so funny, right? We want to be on top of it, but we can't.
If we were here for 5 hours, we wouldn't have enough time. Thank you, everyone. We love you.
We love you, everyone. Thank you so much. Bye.
Bye.
Thank you so much for listening to Psychic Secrets Radio Show today. We love having you here. Don't forget, you can reach us directly at www.psychicsecrets.com, Psychic Zelda Kelly, Extension 11, and Psychic Angel Ann, Extension 16. Join us next week when we'll be back with more interesting topics to discuss. Have a great week. See you next time.